Managing Feedlot Cattle in the Winter. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. We surely haven't seen the last of the cold weather that we experienced this weekend, and all of this cold stress does take an impact on our livestock. And Nebraska Extension Feedlot Specialist Jessica Sperber says that water and proper food is very important during these times, but also windbreaks during these fluctuating weather conditions plays a big role on your cattle's performance.
While those cattle can tolerate cold weather reasonably well, cold stress can be exacerbated during wet, but then also high wind events during cold weather events. So windbreaks, including trees, walls, maybe man-made structures, or strategically placed hay bales, which we see a lot of here in Nebraska, or corn stalk bales, reduce wind exposure and prevent the snow from drifting into that pen.
She says there are a couple things to keep in mind when it comes to windbreaks and some good rules of thumb.
Though, and these ones actually come from my native country, central Alberta or southern Alberta, where we understand cold, and that those windbreaks must be tall enough in order to actually block the wind, so around 7 to 8 feet in height, but they also have to allow some airflow through. So for example, if you've built panel or rail, like maybe some guardrail windbreaks, you're going to have to put a little bit of a gap in between just to allow some airflow. Usually that gap's around 2 to 2.5 inches of opening between those rails just to allow a little bit of wind flow, but not very much. So cutting the wind down does help those cattle quite a lot during the cold events.
And another thing that is extremely valuable during these cold conditions is bedding.
Yeah, bedding, I think, is one of the most underappreciated ways to improve cattle performance during the winter months. And so bedding can be made from obviously straw, corn stalks, wood chips, other material, right? Anything that keeps that animal off of the cold ground and to help reduce their heat loss to the cold ground improves comfort and obviously improves performance on those cattle. So there's a pretty foundational study that came out of North Dakota State back in the early 2000s, and their results would show that when cattle were offered modest bedding, which was just defined as straw available for the steers to lay down on, so essentially just creating that barrier between them and the pen surface and the frozen cold ground, when it was offered during a winter weather event, it actually, those cattle that had moderate bedding had increased average daily gain by 0.86 pounds per day and an improved feed efficiency of around 30% with no change in feed intake compared to the cattle that did not have bedding. So that was obviously during a very severe winter weather event in North Dakota, but we do get severe winter weather plus humidity on the eastern side of the state of Nebraska. And so all of those things together, I think bedding is a pretty underappreciated way to make those cattle, number one, have better comfort, but number two, continue to gain or maintain gain all throughout that winter feeding period.
Another thing to pay attention to is foot health and other injuries during these cold times.
Foot health and lameness can become more challenging during those freeze-thaw cycles that we experience here in eastern Nebraska, strictly because there's more mud involved. And then obviously things like hairy heel wart lameness can become more challenging to manage during those mud events. In general, we might see more physical injuries during the winter months due to the ice or slick conditions. And possibly if those yards have put down RCC, something to roller compacted concrete, something to consider about cattle slipping. That's why bedding is such a high requirement for RCC pens, or such a needed addition to a RCC pen. Just in general, sometimes you can see a little bit more foot health or physical injuries on those cattle due to the slickness of the pen surface.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.